when our prarabdha karma comes and blocks our devotional service, what should we do at that time? See, the prarabdha karma can block specific forms of devotional service. It cannot block devotional service itself. That means, sometimes my job may become so busy that I can't come to the temple. Or sometimes I may get a throat problem because I can't chant Krishna's names. These are coming to the temple or chanting Krishna's names. These are specific forms of devotional service. But devotional service itself is an intention of the heart. So, just as the Ganga always flows towards the ocean, and if there's obstacles, sometimes it goes under it, above it, round it, or then it erodes it and goes on. So like that, if we can maintain our intention to serve Krishna, then we will find a way to move on. And we shouldn't equate devotional service with a particular form of devotional service. So sometimes we may not be able to do one activity. But if you understand that devotion itself is something which you can always try to remember Krishna, have the desire to serve Krishna. And nowadays, Hare Krishna, nowadays, even if we have some obstacles, say, you know, we can always connect through the digital online now and hear some lectures, have darshan also online, hear kirtans. It's not exactly the same as going in live class, but still, we can still keep ourselves spiritually connected. So, prarabdha can interfere with specific forms of bhakti. It cannot stop our bhakti itself. And if the prarabdha is interrupting particular forms, we can find which form I can continue in this situation and then pursue
that. In my case, you know, we used to chant.